Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love.
By definition, a storyteller conveys events in words, images, and sounds, often by improvisation or embellishment. The Living Bread Radio Network presents The Storytellers with Tony Agnese. Today, you'll hear a faith-based, inspirational story that's both heartfelt and heartwarming. And now, let's meet today's storyteller with Tony Agnese.
Welcome to The Storytellers. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Each week, we'll feature a guest who will tell their story and share with you God's grace in their life. You know, when we began planning this program last year, one of the first names that I put on the list of people that I wanted to have on the show was Gary Zimak. Gary's the author of several books, including A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, Stop Worrying, Start Living, and his brand new book called Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. And Gary, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Tony, my friend, it is always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You know, Gary and I met a few years ago, and there are just some guys that click. And Gary and I, for some reason, just clicked. If we lived closer together, we'd be going to ball games together and arguing about pitching changes and things. it's really great to have you here and to be on the show. Well, we just finished the Christmas and Advent and Christmas and New Year's. And you know, for a lot of people, Gary, those are extremely stressful times.
Yeah.
And we get a little break, and then we're into Lent. Talk a little bit about how those stressful times affect people during what should be the happiest of holidays.
Boy, Tony, you bring up a really, really good point. And I would say that people get affected adversely by the Christmas season. For a lot of different reasons. One thing is there's so much to do. People are so busy, they don't have enough time to get everything done. I mean, there's so many external activities. Not that they're bad, but we got to be careful that we don't get consumed by the activity. Similar to the way Martha did when she was trying to take care of Jesus while Mary was sitting at his feet, spending time with him. We can easily get wrapped up in the rushing around and the Christmas activities and lose sight of why we're really doing it. Tony, the other thing is I think many people struggle during Christmas time who may have experienced the loss of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
People can really miss their loved ones. They remember the memories from the past. It can be a very difficult time. And also people who find themselves alone. Loneliness can be really, really difficult for those who just feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of opportunities for stress that we can experience, that can be experienced over Christmas. But I think ultimately, brother, what it comes down to, the key to finding peace in life is just to maintain, and you do this so well, to maintain that connection with Jesus every day.
We sometimes want to do everything ourselves. I'm guilty of this, Gary, as well. You know, we need to be in control, not only of things in our own lives, but you know, we want to make sure that our family's happy, our children are happy, that they're okay, and whatever. And we just begin to worry, and instead of giving that to the Lord, we tend to just internalize it, and it becomes a bigger and bigger problem.
Tony, you nailed it. Right there is the main source of anxiety, that desire to control. Those of us who have that tendency to be anxious, we're controlling type people. We like to control things. We like to fix things. And that is really, I mean, bottom line, that is a recipe for anxiety. The Lord doesn't want us to do that. He wants to help us, but if we don't ever give him the chance, if we don't ever let him help us, if we don't ask for his help, he's not going to force his way into our lives. And what happens is we try to do the impossible. We try to do things that we are incapable of. He expects us to do something, but there's only so much within our control. Once we start worrying about how can I control this other people or this other person, or how can I change the weather, or how can I make this situation work out, even though there's nothing I can do, that's when we become anxious. But if we keep that focus on the Lord, saying, Lord, help me to know what I can do, and then help me to trust you with the rest. We do that, we're going to find that peace in our lives.
You know, oftentimes I find that the things I'm most anxious about never happen. You know, you're worried about something that's, you know, tomorrow or the next day, and you lose sleep over it and so forth, and you get there. Yeah. And either it doesn't happen or it wasn't as bad as you thought it might be.
Right. Happens all the time. And that's a common practice. Many people who are anxious, such as myself, we've seen that happen so many times over our lives. We look back and we think, why did I worry about that? That didn't even happen. Tony, one of the most important things to remember whenever I speak about overcoming anxiety, I always bring this point up. God will never give us the grace to deal with imaginary problems. So when we play the what-if game, when we speculate, what happens if I lose my job? What happens if my spouse dies? What happens if my children never come back to church? And so on and so forth. If we start to play that what-if game, there's no grace there. Because it's not, those problems are not real for us at that point in time. And what happens is we begin to experience the negative emotions of things that aren't even occurring. So that's a lose-lose situation right there. And we've got to be really careful to avoid playing that what-if game. But it can be challenging at times.
That's a very important point. You know, we're kind of punching at ghosts. There's not a real problem there that we're dealing with. We're just anticipating. It's interesting that you bring in the fact that there can be no grace to come from that because there is no real problem. It's just...
Exactly. And that's why when we deal with a real problem, I meet a lot of people who are suffering from even stage 4 cancer. People who have lost their spouses suddenly, and I speak to them, and so many times they'll say to me, you know what, somehow I got through it. Somehow I kept going through that really, really difficult time, and I know it's not me, and that's because when we go through these situations for real in our lives, the Lord gives us the grace to be able to find that peace, as did St. Paul when he was sitting in prison. That's why he could speak so much about joy in his letter to the Philippians, even though he was in prison, because he kept that contact with Jesus, and that peace, that grace that gave him the peace flowed from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on the new book, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. Gary, the book is out now. We're getting, strange to me that we finish up the Christmas season and so forth. And sometimes this ordinary time doesn't last very long, and we get into the Lent and Easter season. But having a good Lent, you know, we talk about that. You know, you and I have talked about that on your program a year or so back, where you want to really have a better Lent, but you give up chocolate. I could address this idea of giving things up.
Yeah, it's a challenge. And by the way, Tony, just for the record, I am terrible at giving things up for Lent. I've given up sweets so many times. back in the past, I used to be a smoker. I gave up smoking for Lent, and I failed miserably at these things. Eventually, it came to me that when I was giving up sweets, my focus was on what I was giving up. Specifically, I would look to the end of Lent, and I would say, all right, on Easter, I'm going to eat lots of cake, and I'm going to be really happy. The focus would not be on Jesus at all. It was just a matter of counting down the days and focusing on how good it's going to be to eat that cake again. And I think, Tony, what I was losing was the fact that Lent calls us to certainly deny ourselves. Nothing wrong with giving things up for Lent, but we deny ourselves so that we could fill ourselves up more with the Lord. We want to grow closer to Him during the Lenten season. So somewhere along the way, I felt the Holy Spirit gave me this idea of giving up worry for Lent. I think it's a practical thing. I think we could all do it. And I think worry is something that definitely moves us away from the Lord. And if we can come up with a method to do that, to worry a little bit less and have a little bit more Jesus in our life, I think we're going to have a very productive Lent. But I think we never want to lose that focus that we should be using the Lenten season as a time to grow closer to the Lord, not just to give something up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what strikes me is if we make this attempt to give up worry for Lent, it lasts beyond Lent. I mean, it lasts
Correct.
Through Easter, and we can make this part of our lives of putting worry to the side and putting more faith in the Lord to get us to get us through things. Let's talk a little bit about that then. Your book kind of takes us on a 40-day journey through Lent. And what you know, as a you call yourself a recovering worrier. What are some of the things? And, you know, obviously we can't go into every detail of a 160-page book in our short interview. But some of the things that people need to get their minds off of and some of the things they need to get them on and begin these steps toward moving toward just jettisoning ourselves from worry in Lent.
Tony, you know, the if I could put it in a very simple phrase, the key is more Jesus and less focus on our problems. I mean, that's really what this involves. This involves focusing on Jesus every day a little bit more, and it's a gradual process, a little bit more than we do on our problems. That's the goal of this book. It's a daily devotional. I cover each day of Lent, beginning on Ash Wednesday, ending on Easter Sunday, focusing on ways that we can get a little bit more Jesus time every day. And quite simply, I mean, I know you do a lot of these things, daily scripture readings, daily mass if possible, the sacrament of confession as often as possible, praying. If you start doing these things, the mind cannot process two thoughts at the same time. Tony, you know I'm a simple guy, but every now and then I'll throw in a scientific fact, kind of makes me look a little more intelligent, but it's really true. I've researched this. The mind can only process one thought at a time, so it is physically impossible for me to pray and worry at the same time. I can still feel anxious, but feelings are okay. They're not right or wrong, but I cannot worry while I'm praying. So if I just get focused on praying each day, very simply, you know, you start slow, you do that, you read the scripture readings, and eventually what happens is you find yourself focusing more on the Lord than on your problems, and that's how the peace comes about, because he gives you that peace as you grow closer to him.
We all suffer, Gary, from time famine. I think it's right. Constantly talked about. You know, people always say to me, well, how do you find the time to pray? How do you find the time to, how do you even get quiet for 15 minutes? You know, how do you find the quiet space to do that? And those are good questions, but there are simple answers sometimes.
Yeah, it's a matter of do you desire to do it? And I think a lot of times we kid ourselves when we say we don't have time to pray. Well, we always seem to find time to eat. We always seem to find time to watch TV. We seem to find time to listen to music or to sleep, or we find the time to do the things that are important to us.
Mm.
So I think what we need to do is make that conscious decision, as did Jesus. We read in the Gospels so many times, Jesus got up early and he went to pray. He went to communicate with his Father. I think getting up earlier, a little earlier, can help. And even if it's an extra 15 minutes, spend the time in prayer.
Mm.
I happen to have a long commute to my job, so I can turn the radio off and I can talk to the Lord, and I do that. So there's ways you can take a walk outside, and there are ways to make that time for the Lord. And, you know, one of the sacrifices is something to give up. Give up a little extra TV each night during Lent, and maybe spend the time reading the daily mass readings. You got to make that choice. You have to make that effort. And when you do, as you know in your life, Tony, it is rewarded.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a Saint Mother Teresa story. When she was traveling with the bishop to an event, and he was bemoaning the fact that how busy he was, and he says,
right.
"Boy, I'm just so busy. I'm too busy to even pray." And Mother Teresa said, "If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy." And sometimes we have to eliminate those things that keep us busy. Like you say, you know, we have time to watch television, or we have time to do, you know, to be on our computer or checking our email or doing all of these things. Well, you know, it's just a matter of taking the time. People ask me sometimes, Gary, say, how far are you to work from home? And I go one rosary. And I swear it's perfect. It times out. I mean, I finish the rosary and shut off the engine and go to work. And so, yeah, we can find these moments, find these times, but it has to be, as you say, you have to want to do it. You have to will to do it. And we are so quick to make excuses as to why we could. We make excuses as to why we can't refrain from chocolate.
Right.
Let alone make excuses as to why we can't. You know, we can't put more attention on Jesus and less attention on the anxieties and worries of the day.
Right, and that's the key to, we talked about earlier in the interview about knowing what you can control and what you can't control. One of the things under my control always is I can't control the way I feel. So I might be afraid, I might experience fear, but I can control whether or not I pick up the Bible. I can control whether or not I pray the Lord's Prayer. Even if you're so anxious about your problems that you can't think straight, you can pray those words, the Lord's Prayer, or a Hail Mary, or a Glory Be. You can do these things. There are some things that we can do. And this is why the Lord is the one that helps me to stop worrying. I'll always be an anxious person, but I can be peaceful one day at a time, as long as I do what I can and take the steps, the baby steps that I need to grow close to him and to ask for his help.
My guest is Gary Zimak. The book is Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. It's available at CatholicBook.net, one of our sponsors, and it's available online where all great Catholic books are sold. We'll be back with more with Gary Zimak in just a moment.
CatholicBook.net is your source for all things Catholic. With a large selection of unique items, we are here to serve the Lord by serving you. Visit our local shop in Canton at St. Raphael Books and Gifts, 4365 Fulton Drive Northwest. We are your source for all things Catholic. CatholicBook.net, for 30 years, a commitment to service.
Welcome back to The Storytellers. This is Tony Agnese. Our guest today is Gary Zimak. Gary is the author of a number of books, including A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, Stop Worrying and Start Living, and his latest book that's out right now, Give Up Worry for Lent. You know, a lot of people like to have something to help guide them through the season, and this is a perfect companion to take you through from Ash Wednesday to Easter. And Gary, let's talk about that, how some of the things that your book will help guide us through. There are a lot of people that like to have, I don't know, a journal or some means of getting through a holiday, and this seems to be a perfect one for Lent through Easter. Tell us how that progression happens in the book.
Tony, it starts out very simply, I tried to address people on many different levels of spirituality. Some people don't have any kind of a relationship with the Lord, but they're looking to have one. Some people have a very good one, but they're looking for it to grow. The book starts out simply and it goes each day, very simple meditation each day, a Bible verse, little meditation, and a prayer. And essentially what the book does, it starts at the very beginning about trying to get us less focused on our problems and more focused on the Lord. And I gradually build throughout the cycle of Lent, working all the way up to Easter. I don't necessarily go along with the daily Mass readings, but the Sunday meditations I did try to fit into the Sunday readings. But essentially, the key is to get our eyes focused more on the Lord than on our problems, and that's when we begin to feel the peace that He wants us to have, because we're never going to experience peace. Our faith is never going to grow if all we do is dwell on our problems. We need to focus on the person who is bigger than any of our problems and work on that relationship with him. And then we begin to start to be comforted by the fact that, hey, I might not be able to handle this problem, but he can handle it.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why you and I hit it off so well, Gary, is we're both simple guys.
Yes.
And we like, we don't want to get so deep in theology and so forth that we lose a lot of people who are just who want to get there but just don't have that background. And the idea of keeping it simple to some people seems a little odd, but to you and I, keeping it simple gets it done because people can do those things. I'm going to do a little more of this and a little less of this. They can kind of get that. If I do a little less worried, a little more praying, a little less worried, a little more scripture and so forth.
Right.
And that's kind of how in your books, you take people on a journey, hold them by the hand and take them on a journey, but it's not a journey that they can't follow along with.
No, exactly. And Tony, that's my goal. And you're right. I consider it an honor when people tell me, Gary, you write in a very simple way or you speak in a very simple way. And I do because, as you said, I'm a simple guy. But I think one of the big problems with many of us is that we tend to take on more than we can handle. And I wanted to avoid that in the book. That's why I kept each daily meditation very short, very simple, very doable, very practical, so that anybody can pick up this book and find hope, because the Lord wants to meet each one of us where we are. We're not all scripture scholars. We are not all advanced theologians, and he knows that. And I think so many times we try to fit into a mold that we'll never be able to achieve because it might be too advanced for us. There are some theology books that are too advanced for me that I just get lost in. I like a simple, practical approach. And there is no doubt that the Lord will respond to that. If I turn to him, he's going to meet me where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people say that that my books are pop evangelization, and I go, thank you.
Yes.
Because they're simple. I think oftentimes, as Catholics, we have the full deposit of faith, and there's theologically there's nothing that the Catholic Church doesn't have, and there are people that study this and have advanced degrees and so forth in doing these things. But oftentimes we lose sight of the fact, and I think our Protestant brothers do it a little bit better, that we have to meet people where they're at. And oftentimes people are they're either discovering or they're searching or they want a relationship with Jesus, but just don't know where to begin. And I think what I love about what you do, Gary, is that you take those people who are just thinking about it and you bring them along in a way that that makes it easy for them.
Absolutely. And Tony, the Bible contains so much advice for us on living our daily lives in a peaceful manner, but it's hard sometimes to pick out the verses. It's hard sometimes to understand, how do I go to the Bible and let the Bible bring me comfort? Well, that's what the intent of all of my books has been. I find scripture verses, and I bring them out. I highlight the ones oftentimes pertaining to anxiety, because the Lord does want to comfort us through the pages of sacred scripture. And as you know, we've talked about this before, anyone can understand the Bible. The Bible can be read on many different levels. And, one thought that came to mind when you were just talking about the complexities, the richness of our faith, and it is, we are blessed to have an incredibly deep theology with our Catholic faith. I mean, there's such a body of great information there. One of the things that came to mind is, Tony, I'm not mechanical at all, but yet I manage to drive a car every day. I don't know how the engine works.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the car, I turn the key, and it goes. I don't need to know everything about how a car works in order to drive it each day.
And the same holds true for the Bible.
And
that's what you your point. You know, your first book, A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, that got a lot of talk, and I've seen it on the shelves here at St. Gabriel or St. Raphael Bookstore here in Canton. And go back if you would. We're talking about the new book, but go back to that very first book. What was the motivation for you to say, I need to get this? I need to get this in writing, because what's helped me, I might be able to turn that into an ability to help others.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're giving me the opportunity, because I love to talk about the first book. Tony, I had a big conversion experience. You and I talked about that before. I was lukewarm for many years. I had a huge conversion experience, got to know Jesus, and I wanted to share him with others in some way. I got the crazy idea that even though I had no background in literature, I had a business degree, I worked in the software industry, I had this idea that I should be writing books about Jesus. And I didn't know what I should be writing. I thought, well, I just need to start talking about Jesus and the Catholic faith and educating people. And one day, brother, as the Holy Spirit so often does, I was walking the dog around the block, and all of a sudden this idea popped into my mind. Why don't you reach out to fellow worriers? Because they need to find Jesus more than anyone, it seems like, because they're so stressed out, they need the comfort, and they're going to be receptive to the message. And that's where the idea came about. The title popped into my head as well, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, point out certain verses. In that particular book, I used 50 verses geared directly toward worriers. Find the verses that address worry in the Bible and talk a little bit about them. And things just took off after that. I had never planned to have the focus of my ministry be on anxiety, but it really has been. I mean, you know, Tony, my main focus is always about Jesus, but I target the worriers of the world. And many times, they are people, when I go out and lead parish missions and give talks, the people who come to my events, a lot of times they said, I don't normally go to things like this, but since you said you have an approach to help me break free from worry, I'm interested, and that's why I'm here. And I think it's a great blessing that I'm able to do that.
It is. The subtitle of my new book is Turning Your Misery into Ministry. And man, if you look that up, you're the poster boy for that, Gary. in terms of doing that, you've taken something that has been something that you've had to work on over the course of time, and you turn that into an ability to help others. And as you say, worriers sometimes, you know, the message doesn't get through because they're too busy worrying about something else for you.
The thing is, when I go out and I speak or I write, I'm pretty transparent. People know that I've struggled with this. People know that I've had digestive problems and I've had panic attacks. I get it. I know what it's like to be a worrier. I have the mind of a worrier. But praise God, I can say that I live most of my days in peace now. I'll still be an anxious person by nature, but there's ways to control it. And that's the message I have. And I always tell people there is hope. You can stop worrying. Here's how you do it. And it goes back to what you and I talked about at the beginning of the interview. Don't try to do it by yourself because you're going to fail. The Lord will help you. Just stay close to Him.
Gary, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a quick half hour, and I've really enjoyed it. The book is available right now, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. And this will take you through from Ash Wednesday right through Easter, day to day. It'll help you get through. They're short, it's brief, there's scripture and so forth. It's a wonderful, wonderful guide for the Lent and Easter season. Gary, if I don't get the opportunity to wish you a blessed Lent and a happy, blessed Easter, let me do that right now, my friend, and look forward to the next time we're together.
Thank you, Tony. Happy Lent, happy Easter to you. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
God bless you too, brother. Gary Zimak, my guest, Give Up Worry for Lent. Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ is available at CatholicBook.net and all places where good Catholic books are found. This is Tony Agnese. See you next week on The Storytellers.
We hope you've enjoyed today's edition of The Storytellers with Tony Agnese, a production of the Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio. To learn more about today's storyteller, go to thestorytellersradio.com. There you can subscribe to the podcast and hear all of our past shows. And join us again next week at this same time for The Storytellers with Tony Agnese.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.